Hello, everyone. Welcome. I'm Minister Ginger London. Thank you so much for joining me on tonight. We are doing the Learning to Forgive radio series 14-day challenge, the challenge where we're talking about how to break the cycle of pain that is keeping you from enjoying the from experiencing the joy in your life that you were created to experience. And so we're today on days 7 and 8. We've talked about a lot over the last 6 days, and so hopefully you get a chance to listen to the replay over and over again. Remember, take your notes, follow the exercises, do them. It's really important that we learn to walk in forgiveness, that we are actually living with a forgiving spirit and not holding grudges and resentment and plotting revenge and looking for opportunities to strike back, but that we're literally walking in forgiveness. It does more for you than it does for the other person. So it's really important that you learn how to forgive other people. As long as we're on this earth, people are going to say and do things that will hurt us, say and do things that may harm us. They're human, we're human. However, as you grow and mature in this, you will learn how to develop a character discernment. So you'll learn who to connect with, who not to connect with, and what to do when maybe you've made a bad decision or just something just happens in a relationship, even a healthy relationship, a healthy family situation. We are human and we are prone to make mistakes and do things and say things that we shouldn't say and do. But we have to learn to forgive if we want to be forgiven, because somewhere along the way, you're either going to say something or do something that offends another person, hurts their feelings, you know, wound them emotionally, and you're going to ask for forgiveness. So if you're not willing to forgive someone else, don't expect to be forgiven all of the time when you mess up. So whatever it is that you're doing, a good way to say it is the scripture says, do unto others as you will have them do unto you. So walk in forgiveness, because one day you'll need someone to forgive you. So for days 7 and 8, we're talking about powerful practices to release, let go, and deeply heal in your emotions, in learning to forgive, because the pain sometimes can be excruciating and extremely can tug on you. And so during this show, you're going to learn the 5 things that people do with unhealed emotions. You're going to learn 5 ways to process your emotions, and then 5 things happen when you fail, the 5 things that happen when you fail to process emotions properly. And so I want you to really know that, and I'm going to give you a strategy or a practice, if you will, that you can do right now to start this journey of healing and releasing some of these grudges and some of the things that you're holding on to. Excuse me, that's stopping you from experiencing the joy that you really want to experience in life. So let's open up with prayer, and then we're going to get right into it. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you on this evening. We bless your name. We just honor you. We just thank you that you give us an opportunity to come before your presence, to hear from you and to learn from you, to learn to shape our lives so that we can bless you and give you glory and honor. And as we go through this teaching on tonight, I pray that all of those that have an ear to hear will hear, but not just hear, but become doers. I pray for wounded hearts right now in the name of Jesus, that you will bring healing and comfort to those areas. I pray for tormented minds that have been playing repeated cycles over and over again in their memory of things that have hurt and harmed them to the point that's all they can think about most of the day. I ask that you would break that chain of negative thoughts, break those cycles, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Father God, that everything will change when you intercept and intervene on our behalf, that our conversations will change, the way we hear things will change, our perception about life will change, and our hearts will become a heart of flesh where we can receive love and give love, and not a heart of stone where everything is cut off and shut down. We thank you for this opportunity, and we stand in faith and agreement with what's going to be taught on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So once again, if you're just tuning in, thank you so much. I'm Minister Ginger London. Today we're talking about powerful practices to release, let go, and deeply heal. And this is the Learning to Forgive Others radio series. This is a 14-day challenge. We're on day 7 and 8. So let's get right into it. So before I give you the strategy, let's talk about emotions, and let's talk about what happens when you have unhealed emotions, and then how to process your emotions. And so just a simple definition of emotions is a state of feeling, right? We know that. We know that emotions are those things that tell you how you feel about something, right? Whether you like it, you dislike it, you love it, you hate it, right? Oh, you're thinking about it. Whatever it is, it's a state of feeling. So the state that you are in emotionally is determined by what you allow to influence your thinking. The state that you are in emotionally is determined by what you allow to influence your thinking. So if your thinking is influenced by the pain that you are experiencing from the hurt that somebody caused you, then that's exactly where you're going to be emotionally. As a man thinketh in his heart, remember, so is he. So whatever is going on in the emotional area of your being is actually going to manifest itself in your thinking, and that's going to tell you exactly what's influencing your thinking and then how you're really feeling emotionally. And then you're going to remember I said on another show, what's going on in your heart is what's going to come out of your mouth. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if your heart is wounded, if you're frustrated, if you're angry, if you are resentful, you're holding a grudge, if you have become mean-spirited as a result, that's going to show up in what you say. You can only hide that for so long. So as believers, if we make decisions based on our emotions, we will always be unstable. Right? You can't make your decisions based on your emotions, because if your emotions are unhealthy, then things around your life and how you're living your life is going to be unstable. You have to make sure that you're healed, right? We have to do something different. You cannot trust your emotions, right? You cannot trust them, because your emotions, if you're not a gatekeeper of your heart, or can be tainted. And so you cannot make decisions based on tainted emotions, based on wounded emotions, based on emotions that are painful. You can't make decisions based on being frustrated, being angry all the time, being resentful, being mean-spirited. You can't make decisions based on those types of emotions. You will never make good decisions on that. So if you're going to live your life and govern your life by your emotions, you're probably not going to experience the joy of life that you were designed to experience, and you might find yourself going on to glory before your time, because you can stress yourself out trying to live according to your emotions. So let's talk about the five things people do with emotions. Number one, they avoid them. People avoid emotions, especially when they don't feel good. They don't want to talk about it, when it's maybe too painful to talk about. Maybe they have decided that I'm just not going to deal with that. I don't even want nobody to talk to me about it. I don't want to discuss it anymore. I'm done with that. And the reality is, you're not done with it, because unless you're healed, you're not done with it. Those emotions are going to show up in your spirit, whether you talk about them or not, whether you discuss them or not, whether you get counseling or not. They will eventually populate and come back into the core of your being, and they're going to show up in the way you live. It's going to show up in the way you, your conversation is going to show up in how you think. Number two, people suppress them. People are in denial about them. They push them back on the back burner somewhere. They don't want to deal with it. They don't acknowledge them at all. They suppress them. And if you suppress the wrong emotions long enough, you become a ticking time bomb. At any moment, you may explode over just the smallest of details. So one, people avoid them. Two, they suppress them. Three, they deny them. You know, you walk around, you know that you're hurting, you know you're in pain, and you know what you say, oh, I'm not hurt by that. You know, I'm bigger than that. You know, I'm stronger than that. And the reality is you are hurt by it, right? And so people deny them. And then number four, they wallow in them. Those are the people that are looking for pity parties. They're looking for somebody to constantly stroke them. They see themselves as victims. They talk about being a victim. They rehash over and over again what someone did to them. How could he do that? How could she do that? You know, I was doing my best. She shouldn't have done that. He shouldn't have done that. They just wallow in it, and they never seek out any opportunities for healing. They never want to get better. Why? Because they want people to see them as a victim. Now, I can't get any attention from the person that hurt me, but if you're around me and I paint myself as this victim and I wallow in my emotions, then I might get some attention from you. Oh, you poor thing. You're right. They shouldn't have done that. Who did that? You know, and that conversation goes on and on and on. But you never get enough pats on the back. You never get enough gratification. You never get enough attention from wallowing in your emotions, because you take advantage of everybody that comes along. You never get healed. All you do is wallow. And anyone that will listen to you, you'll tell that story 100 times if you need to, if the person will listen to you. And then number five, people let them be a learning experience to make mid-course adjustments. That's what I want to encourage you to do. Number five, let them be a learning experience to make mid-course adjustments. We don't all have great experiences in life. When we have those disappointments, when we have people who have hurt us, when we have people who say things about us and do things that cause us pain, we have to stop, let it go, forgive them, and then look at that situation and let it become a learning experience. What do you need to learn? It depends on your experience. It depends on the situation. Maybe you weren't the best judge of character, and so you connected with somebody that you never should have connected with. So pray for character discernment and ask God to show you what was it about that person that you didn't notice that caused you the harm, so that when you meet someone else, you will pay attention to some character flaws that will show up that maybe you dismissed, right? What was it about that friendship that you didn't pay attention to that opened that gate for that person to take advantage of you or to break your trust in the friendship? You know, so let it be a learning experience. What is it that went on in that family situation that you didn't catch before things got out of hand, right? What is it that you could have talked about and worked out before it escalated into this big family drama that went on for years and years, and, you know, even today may not necessarily be solved, where people are walking past each other not speaking or barely speaking or speaking for show at family events? So let it be a learning experience to make mid-course adjustments. Let me give them to you again. One, five things that people do with emotions. They avoid them. Number two, they suppress them. Number three, they deny them. Number four, they wallow in them. And then number five, they let them be a learning experience to make mid-course adjustments. Now, there are four ways to process emotions. One, correctly identify them. Don't be in denial about it. Correctly identify them. If it's causing you some pain, say, it's pain. My heart is hurting as a result of what this person did. Right? If it's causing you to be angry, I'm angry about what they did. Those are two different emotions, right? If it's causing you to lash out and become bitter, acknowledge that your emotions right now are not in the most healthy state because of what someone has done. And discover and find out and discover what emotions are tugging at your heart that's stopping you from experiencing the joy that you should be experiencing in life. Number two, determine what the message is saying, right? When you are living, carrying those emotions that are unhealthy, what is that message saying to you? If your emotions are unhealthy, the message is saying, guess what? If you don't change, you're going to go through your life being angry. You're going to go through your life being bitter. You're going to go through your life being sarcastic. You're going to go through your life being revengeful, right? Resentful. You're going to always be looking to take a pot shot at somebody or to do a sneak attack or hit below the belt. You're going to always be looking to do something just to get back at people. And you're talking about people that probably didn't even hurt you, right? So what is the message saying to you? And if that message is negative, then you will have to rethink this and reframe your thinking and turn this situation around so the message comes back positive for you, so that your emotions are strengthened so you can be strong in your inner man. Then number three, review solutions and options. What are your solutions to the situation, if any are available to you? And if not, what are the options, or what are solutions and the options? What are the options that you have to rectify this situation if you have that opportunity? And if you don't have that opportunity, then what are the options for you? For you, it may be, I need to forgive by faith in the spirit, completely let go of them being indebted to me for hurting me, and begin to take on a healing process, or allow healing to take place in my life, so that I am not always angry when I either think about this situation or this situation comes up. You're going to have to do something to free you in your spirit. So what are your options and what are the solutions that are available to you so that you can release it, let it go, and then deeply heal on the inside? And then number four, take positive action. You want to make sure that you take positive action, right? Don't be revengeful. Don't take a sneak hit below the belt. Take positive action. Positive action for you might be, instead of me frowning when I walk into work, I'm going to start walking into work with a smile on my face. And I'm going to say good morning to everybody, right? You have to take some positive actions if you want to experience change and position yourself to do something different other than suffer in pain. Take positive action. Four ways to process emotions. Correctly identify them. Determine what the message is saying, review solutions and options, and then take positive action. Right? So as we get ready to wind down, let's look at five things that happen when you fail to process your emotions properly. This is very important. If you're taking notes, please write these down. If you're listening back to the replay, pause it so you can write down. One, you make statements you are later ashamed of. You make statements that you are later ashamed of. If your emotions are unhealed and you don't process them correctly, I guarantee you, you're going to say something that you're going to be ashamed of. You got to go back, apologize. I shouldn't have said that. I was just hurting at the time. I'm really sorry. I really didn't mean that. You're going to have to go through all of that, right, because your emotions were not, you failed to process your emotions properly. Number two, you come to erroneous conclusions. You have distorted thinking, and you come to erroneous conclusions. Your conclusions about a matter are going to be wrong. You're going to make bad decisions. You're going to draw wrong conclusions about current situations and current incidents based on what's unhealed in your life. This situation that you're confronted with right now probably has nothing to do with the pain that you are experiencing. The pain is from the past, and what you're dealing with is in the present, and you make erroneous conclusions in a present situation based on something that is unhealed from the past. Number three, you enable deep emotional pain to set in. It's one thing to be hurt. It's another thing for you to let it sit there and linger and linger and linger. And what happens is that emotion becomes deep inside of you, and that pain becomes even stronger. And so that pain becomes deeply embedded in your spirit, and sometimes that struggle is harder to let it go because you allow it to just sit and linger and fester inside of you to the point that now it is deeply embedded in your spirit. Number four, you become unstable and hard to get along with. I said that on another show. You will become hard to get along with, so you will become unstable. Your thinking is going to be distorted. Going to be a little off, you know, you're going to be angry, you're going to be grouchy. People will not be able to get along with you. You're not going to want people to get along with you, but deep on the inside you will, but you will block it, right? And so people are going to try everything. They're going to try to be nice to you. They're going to try to be friendly to you. You're just going to be hard to get along with because you're so angry and so hurt and in so much pain from what happened to you that it's hard for you to function in a healthy place. It's hard for you to think right. It's hard for you to have the right kind of conversation. It's hard for you to hear things right. You're second guessing what people are saying. You're accusing people of things. You're going to be way off. All because you haven't processed that emotional pain from the past correctly. And then number five, you run the risk of being addicted to emotional pain. And when you become addicted to emotional pain, you don't even seek healing. You want to stay right there. It goes back to wallowing in it. And so instead of being healed, instead of getting set free, instead of receiving, experiencing a breakthrough, you look for more pain to happen. Somebody always dumping on me. Somebody always doing me something. And your mind begins to take on the mind of wanting to receive pain all the time. And anybody that's nice to you, you second-guess them. Anybody that wants to do something good for you, you second-guess it. Or you will self-sabotage. You will sabotage the attempt. You will do anything that you need to do. And then you will say how badly the person hurt you. And the reality is you sabotaged it. They were trying to do something good, but they couldn't because you're so addicted to pain that you turned the table in the whole incident or situation so that it can become painful to you instead of you receiving something in the right spirit that it was being given to you in. So take into consideration everything that's being said, and let me give you a strategy right quick that you can practice. I'm going to give you two things to do. One, I'm going to invite you to write your own confession statement where you are releasing in the spirit what somebody has done to you. You're going to name the person and you're going to name the situation. And you may have to write this statement of confession or release statement. That's what I call it, a release statement. You may have to write this more than one time based on how many incidents have really impacted your life to the point that you're not experiencing the joy you were created to experience. So I'm going to read it to you, and then I'm going to tell you where you're going to insert the person's name and then the situation or incident, and then I'm going to go back and read it so that you can really get it. So you will say, I choose to forgive, and you're going to insert the person's name. Four, and then you're going to insert the situation. So again, I choose to forgive John Doe for lying to me about a promotion. I'm just making this up, right? And then you're going to say, I choose to release the pain I carry inside of me. It no longer serves to me a purpose. I choose to forgive to free myself of hurt and create space of happiness, peace, and love. So let me read it again. Excuse me. I choose to forgive whoever the person is for whatever they did to you. I choose to release the pain I carry inside of me. It no longer serves a purpose. I choose to forgive to free myself of hurt and create space for happiness, peace, and love. That is an awesome release statement. So play this back. If you're listening live right now, if you get a chance to listen to the replay, or if you're listening to the replay, back it up a little bit so that, and write it down and pause it so that you can get it, so that you can begin to confess this or over every situation that you know that you need to forgive somebody about that's causing a lot of pain in your life. So you might need to forgive someone for more than one situation. In that case, keep repeating it and keep writing that release statement over and over with different situations until you feel the peace that you need to feel. The second thing I want to encourage you to do is to maybe journal for about 15 minutes a day, your emotion, what's going on with you, release it out of your spirit, or spend some time meditating for about 15 to 20 minutes a day where you get a quiet place. You may start, you may sing a hymn or a spiritual song first, and then you just sit quietly and pray, and God, I'm meditating. I want to release this out of my spirit. And you just calm your spirit, get in the presence of God, and allow that to be released from your spirit. It takes practice. You may need to start 7 or 10 minutes a day until you get until you can meditate for about 15 minutes. Sometimes when I meditate, I also find a scripture in the Bible related to what I'm going through. And then I'll sing a hymn. I'll read that scripture. I'll do a prayer. And then I just sit quietly in the presence of God. And for you, it's going to be about releasing that forgiveness, releasing that pain, and embracing and receiving the spirit of forgiveness so that you can learn to forgive others, so that you can walk in the spirit of forgiveness, so that your life will not be stunted or hindered by anything, and that you can experience the joy that God intends for you to experience. So I want to encourage you, write a release statement. That's one, practice. And then second, practice journaling or practice meditating daily. So if you're journaling, write for about 15 minutes. Release it. Get it out of your spirit. And if you're going to practice, if you're going to use meditation, you got to decide, what am I meditating about today? I'm meditating about being healed from this pain, right? And find a scripture that speaks to the core of your being and speaks to your heart, speaks to what you're thinking, speaks to how, you know, what you say, whatever it is that's getting in the way, find a scripture, read the scripture out loud, pray, and then sit in the presence of God without any movement and just listen. Just sit there and meditate and release it and be sincere about it so that you can experience that release that you need to experience. So thank you, everybody, for joining me for this show, Powerful Practices to Release, Let Go, and Deeply Heal. And we are on days 7 and 8 of the Learning to Forgive Others series, 14-day radio series, 14-day challenge. Stay connected. We're halfway through. We've got a few more days to go. God bless you, everyone. Take care. I'm Minister Ginger London.